300.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, November 29th. Currently, with overcast and breezy conditions, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is north at 25 with gusts of 35 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 26 degrees and the wind chill is 16 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Kansas City police are investigating an apparent accidental shooting that killed a child on Monday.
Officers were called to the 3600 block of North 123rd Street just after 12 p.m. and discovered a child thought to be around 4 or 5 years old suffering from a gunshot wound. According to police, the child was transferred to a hospital and died shortly after. Authorities say a preliminary investigation revealed that the youngster discovered a pistol and accidentally shot themselves. I'm Armetta Landrum.
The Saline County Sheriff's Office said a man died after a work accident in Salina the day before Thanksgiving. First responders were called to Crestwood Inc. on Waterwell Road in Salina after a load of lumber fell on 27-year-old Nathaniel, or Nate, Gobin. Medics were able to talk to Gobin, who was alert when they arrived, according to the Sheriff's Office, but he later succumbed to his injuries at a regional health center. The investigation into the cause of the accident is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day, we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
25% of all fatal crashes are speed-related, which equates to 1 in 4. In Kansas, that means drivers maintaining a safe, legal speed could prevent more than 100 deaths a year. Higher speeds lead to reduced reaction times and more severe, even more deadly crashes. In an effort to save lives, law enforcement will be cracking down on those who are being a danger to themselves and others. Stop speeding, because on the Drive to Zero Fatalities, you are in the driver's seat. Sponsored by the Drive to Zero Coalition.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Director Tanya N. Garfield of the U.S. Small Business Administration's Disaster Field Operations Center West reminds small non-farm businesses in 27 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska of the December 19, 2022 deadline to apply for an SBA federal disaster loan for economic injury. These low-interest loans are to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that began February 22, 2022, that includes locally Norton County, among others, and neighboring Kansas counties, including Decatur, Ellsworth, Graham, Phillips, and Sheridan, among others. The neighboring Nebraska counties include Furnace, Gage, Harlan, Jefferson, Knuckles, Pawnee, and Thayer. According to Garfield, small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may apply for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet working capital needs caused by the disaster. And economic injury disaster loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that cannot be paid because of the disaster's impact. Garfield stated that the SBA eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Economic injury assistance is available regardless of whether or not the applicant suffered any property damage. By law, SBA makes economic injury disaster loans available when the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture designates an agricultural disaster, and the Secretary declared this disaster on April 18th of 2022. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance. Agricultural enterprises should contact the Farm Service Agency about the U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance made available by the Secretary's declaration. However, nurseries are eligible for SBA disaster assistance in drought disasters. Applicants can apply online, receive additional disaster assistance information, and download applications at disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. And applicants may also call the SBA's Customer Service Center at 800-659-2955. Fort Hays State University is looking for volunteers to participate in the university's annual toy building event. The Dr. Fred P. Ruta Teaming Up for Tots or Tuft Day is set for 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday, December 3rd, in the wood shop at Fort Hays State University's Center for Applied Technology. The Department of Applied Technology is asking Santa's helpers of all ages to come and participate in this year's Tuft Day, as all are welcome to volunteer for the toy production, although children 12 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Since 1990, faculty, staff, and community members have gathered on the first Saturday in December to assemble toys for children ages 2 to 6 who might not otherwise receive gifts for the holidays. Jobs will include sanding, running parts from station to station, putting on wheels, attaching components, and finish work. And those with experience will be able to run some of the machine operations. Volunteers can come and go as it fits into their schedule. Students in Materials, Processes, and Production class, taught by Associate Professor Zach Pixler, produced several designs for the toy. Mr. Pixler and Mr. Kim Stewart, the department chair, then chose the design, and the winning design for this year is a space shuttle. Like all the toys made for this event over the years, this year's toy will be handcrafted entirely of wood. Wilson students cut out the individual pieces beforehand in preparation for the Saturday toy building event, and the many hours of planning and pre-production put in by the Fort Hays State University students will allow volunteers to complete more than 200 toys in one morning. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications from producers to participate in the Kansas Local Food Purchase Assistance, or LFPA, program. The Kansas LFPA program will strengthen the state's local food system by providing expanded wholesale market access to Kansas's food producers and increasing access to locally sourced food in rural and urban counties impacted by food insecurity. The Kansas Department of Agriculture was awarded a $2,500,000 cooperative agreement under the U.S. Department of Agriculture Agricultural Marketing Services Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program. And the funds will be used to purchase and distribute Kansas-grown and processed foods to underserved communities and families across Kansas through the state's existing distribution network of food banks. Kansas producers are encouraged to apply to participate in the Kansas LFPA program in order to sell their products to the food banks serving the state. Products eligible for sale under the program include produce, dairy, meat, eggs, honey, and processed foods. And products must be grown or processed local to Kansas to be eligible for sale under the program. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on February 15th of 2023. And for more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/LFPA. In Nebraska news, troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol removed 26 impaired drivers from the road during the Thanksgiving weekend. The weekend marked one of the busiest travel times of the year and coincided with the National Click It or Ticket campaign, where troopers across Nebraska joined law enforcement officers across the country in the annual Thanksgiving weekend effort, which ran from Wednesday through Sunday. Colonel John Bolduc, the superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol, stated that the roads were full of travelers over the weekend and their troopers were busy keeping Nebraskans and visitors safe. He added, as the holiday season gets into full swing, everyone needs to keep in mind that winter weather is possible for the next few months, so you should plan ahead to drive safely for every trip. In addition to the 26 drivers arrested for driving under the influence, troopers also issued 447 citations for speeding, including 21 citations for drivers traveling over 100 miles per hour, 14 citations for open alcohol containers, 21 citations for driving under suspension, 22 citations for no proof of insurance, 8 citations for minor in possession of alcohol, 7 citations for drivers not wearing a seatbelt, and 9 citations for improper child restraint. Troopers also assisted 168 motorists in need of help on the roadway this past weekend, and any motorist in need of assistance can call the Nebraska State Patrol Highway Helpline at *55. The Click It or Ticket campaign was made possible thanks in part to a $25,000 grant from the Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office. According to Lincoln police, a Lincoln dispensary suffered a loss in the thousands of dollars after a burglar broke in and stole merchandise. Officers were called to the cannabis factory on Antelope Valley on a report of a disturbance on Saturday night, and police said they found a glass door and a display case full of products had been shattered. A review of security footage showed an unknown person wearing a face mask, hoodie, and gloves entering the building. The loss in the theft is estimated at $9,423, with damages to the door estimated at $400. The burglary remains under investigation, and Lincoln police ask anyone with information to call them or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Hospital's Rehabilitation Department has made a move to a new location, but there's much more to the transition than just a physical address. For example, the department offers virtual visits as well as more space and additional equipment, and an added benefit is that patients can pull right up to the door in their vehicles. Department Manager Keelan Jacobs said this move provides an opportunity to expand upon what the outpatient rehab has offered up until this point. Jacob said they have great staff and wonderful therapists who treat patients really, really well, and they're always had high patient satisfaction survey results. The Norton County Hospital Rehabilitation is primarily an outpatient therapy operation. The facility offers physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and therapists also treat patients who are being treated in the hospital. With the virtual component, patients are able to mix in virtual visits with in-person appointments, and people may feel more comfortable checking in virtually, even if the threat of COVID has eased some. This option is also desirable for patients who have to travel quite a distance to the hospital, and it's a great advantage for people who need an element of flexibility to accommodate their daily schedules. Sometimes a preferred therapist is not available at the facility. However, that person may be available for a virtual session, and this helps with program adherence. The more a patient likes a particular therapist, the greater the chance that a patient will keep up with his or her therapy. Fortunately, there's really no difference between scheduling a virtual visit and an in-person one. Patients can call the outpatient rehab office as they would normally do. Patients can find the new location at 711 North Norton Avenue and can make an appointment by calling 785-874-2222. The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $6,898 in the October and November grant cycles, and those funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported the Norton Community Garden Coalition, which received $1,620 for new site development, Valley Hope Association Foundation, which received $4,388 for lecture hall furniture, and USD 211, which received $890 for the 2023 Wichita Area Model UN. The funds were awarded to the Norton Community Garden Coalition to develop their community garden and water at a new site provided by the City of Norton. The coalition was notified in August of 2021 that they would need to move from the Road E1 location, as the County Commission wished to sell the property, so their new site will be east of Norton off Pound Road. Volunteers have been working on the setup this fall in hopes that the garden will be ready for the 2023 season. The Norton Community Garden Coalition was formed in 2017 with the mission to provide all citizens of Norton County the opportunity to grow and have access to fresh foods through collaborative, environmentally friendly gardening efforts. According to the grant application submitted by the Valley Hope Association Foundation, Valley Hope of Norton's lecture hall is in need of new chairs and tables. A large portion of the patient's treatment occurs in this space, and the space is also utilized for regular alumni events with community involvement. This upgrade will not only increase the patient's comfort and treatment experience, but will also create an environment that is conducive for effective learning. Grant funds are awarded to purchase the chairs, which were specifically selected to be comfortable and durable for years to come. Grant funds were also awarded to USD 211 to send 9 delegates and 1 sponsor to the Wichita Area Model United Nations event on Friday, January 20th of 2023. Students will work prior to the date by researching and preparing a position paper on their country's stand for each of the 2 topics selected by the Wichita Area Model United Nations Committee. Then the delegates and sponsor will travel to Wichita to participate in the Model United Nations General Assembly sessions. According to sponsor Becky Jones, attending the Wichita Area Model United Nations will allow students to employ research skills, writing skills, high-level thinking skills, and have an opportunity to express ideas and brainstorm solutions to 2 global issues in a problem-solving activity about world crisis. This activity will cultivate skills that the students will use on the college level. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding, and for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106 or email Bethany at nortoncf.org. And you can also visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. Mass of Christian burial for Marion Otter, 87, of New Almelo, Kansas, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Tuesday, November 29th, at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in New Almelo. Interment will follow at the St. Joseph Cemetery in New Almelo. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Joseph's Catholic Church and may be sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have Western bean bake, cheese stick, corn, pears, cornbread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, snow is likely, mainly before 3 p.m., and it should be cloudy with a high near 29. It should also be blustery today with a north wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation is 70%, with total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 8 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 38, and on Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 20. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Thursday, it should be sunny with the high near 56 and breezy with the south wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour on Thursday. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 68 and breezy. On Saturday, mostly sunny with the high near 42. On Sunday, mostly sunny with the high near 53. And on Monday, mostly sunny with the high near 45. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is north at 25, with gusts to 35 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 26 degrees, and the wind chill is 16 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? it may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas. Skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. Special teams mistakes seem to be a key for the Chiefs coming in through many games at this point as they had another muffed punt on Sunday afternoon against the LA Rams. And Matt Verram of fansided.com joined WIVW Radio in Topeka. He discussed the special teams issues for the Chiefs and if there's something to worry about going forward, plus what the Chiefs need to do for their matchup against the Bengals coming up on Sunday.
The special team stuff is the one thing I actually would say. They've got to fix this. I mean, you've reached the point now. Now, I know today they already said they're done with Sky Moore as a returner, and that's a positive step for them. It's nothing against Sky Moore, but it hasn't worked out. Like, they have to clean that up. But outside of the turnover by Moore, I don't think the Chiefs really walk away from that game taking a ton out of it. I think it's more just, look, it's Cincinnati. That's the game. If you ask everybody on that team in August, which game are you most excited to play? It's that game. So that is going to be very interesting to see how they handle something.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required. And you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a surface low pressure system currently over central Kansas with moisture flowing in from the south and from the southern plains into eastern Kansas. At the same time, a strong cold front is already making its way into north central Kansas, and that will pick up a little momentum later on this morning as the disturbance moves across the central part of the country. We may have some light drizzle along and near the Kansas-Nebraska border this morning as moisture and cold air collide, The drier air will quickly override that as the front surges southeastward, though. Temperatures ahead of the front may reach the 50s and 60s, which behind it will quickly fall into the 30s. We will see some areas